Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon, beautiful people from all over the world. Welcome. I'd like to give you a mighty warm welcome in Kolds, Athens, Greece, to MJ's Mindful Midday Motivational Mantras, the podcast that makes you say, Here with you every day in every way to assist you in manifesting the exceptional reality that you've been dreaming about. Now, who am I, you ask? I'm your host with the most from the West Coast, here to help you take daily steps forward in expanding your consciousness while purposefully creating through the power of mindful intention an exceedingly and abundantly manifestation of your exceptional reality. Let's go. Now, today's Jewel Gem Hymn of the Day, beautiful people, today's bite-sized morsel that you're going to pop into your mouth that's oh so delicious like Greek food that I've been fine dining in eating on out here, and don't worry, I didn't gain any pounds. Today we're going to talk about never settling. Today's topic is never settle. Pursue with passion what you desire to heart. Once again, never settle. Never, ever, ever settle. Pursue with passion what you desire to love, what you desire to heart. Beautiful people, why never settle? Many people have laughed at me in conversations when asking me, MJ, do you ever want to settle down? Do you ever want to get married? Do you ever want to get a ball and chain? Do you ever want to just settle down, develop some roots, and start a family? And I laugh at them every time, and they can't understand why. They get a little frustrated with me sometimes, and I tell them, I look them dead in the eye, and I say, I will never settle. Settling is so disrespectful. How can I be comfortable with settling? Settling, just a mere word, means to accept less than that which you desire, that which what you want. And here on M, we're focused on living our exceptional realities in the now, in the present, living our dreams. So will I ever settle? No. When I marry a woman, she's going to upgrade my life. She's going to be a complete compliment and partner to my life. She's going to enhance the qualities of my life, beautiful people. So that's why we say pursue with passion what you desire to heart, that which you love. But sometimes, beautiful people, we all have those moments in time where we feel like we hit the wall on this journey we call life. And that wall can come in many different forms and present itself as obstacles at some times that we must face while running this triathlon of life. A triathlon is Ironman competition in which you swim, you bike ride, and you run towards your goal. You fight yourself, you battle yourself and every emotion that you could possibly go through and thought that's telling you to stop, and you power through. We may have to run around that roadblock of a wall we call doubt, climb over that wall or hurdle we call pessimism and disbelief. You may have run into those walls many times in your life when you met situations that seemed impossible to persevere and power through to reach that goal or achieve that result that you were looking for, beautiful people. You may feel like someone put a hole in your sail in which wind used to seemingly flow endlessly and effortlessly into when you were younger, naive to some of the cruelties of the world that exist today and then. And now pushing forward on what seems like it's fumes that you have left mentally, emotionally, and maybe even spiritually, you feel that maybe you have reached a wall of fatigue, this insurmountable seeming wall of fatigue, which you feel tired, mentally weary, and just borderline almost exhausted while pushing forward towards your dreams to the point that you feel it would be more gratifying to stop at this point, smile at all the wonderful things that you've accomplished, and just rest on your laurels and settle and just convince yourself to be happy and just settle and stay still and just settle and position yourself in a spot which is completely short of the original finish line you envisioned in your mind when working towards your dreams and your exceptional reality. Completely short and undeniably short, because you didn't achieve that which you set out to accomplish with from the start, beautiful people. Ask yourself a question, beautiful people. If you were an Olympic athlete and you were at the top of your craft and you were famous and world renowned for being a badass at your sport, and you could solidify your space in history and commemorate your legacy as someone who's honed their craft and made their country proud, would you kick back and rest in cruise control at the games and bask in your glory that you have considered to be one of the best all over the world and was selected as an Olympian? Or would you kick in an overdrive and give all that you have to have an exceptional reality? Beautiful people, I encourage you to go after your passions, treat them as first, and have a beautiful day.